African leaders met in Paris this weekend to seal a peace agreement to end ethnic fighting in Ivory Coast. That conflict has left hundreds dead and forced more than 500,000 people from their homes. But it's a fragile peace. In fact, news of the deal sparked more violence. NPR's Nick Spicer has our report.
The president of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, tried to put on a brave face as he sat next to fellow African leaders and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. But he was at pains to explain why he was going to do something he swore he would never envisage, sharing power. But with half of the country in the hands of three rebel forces and the former colonial power, France, pushing hard behind the scenes, he had little choice. I did not win the war, said Gbagbo, so the other path open to me is discussion. And that's how we reached the compromise here. I am now going back home to tell the people that I did not win the war and that we must accept the consequences. The compromise calls for Gbagbo to finish his term in office in 2005, but much of his power will go to a government of national unity, headed by a nonpartisan politician from the mostly Muslim north of the country. Key ministries will be handed over to opposition parties and rebel groups holding northern and western areas. Rumors that the defense ministry might go to rebels caused the Ivorian army to call the deal a humiliation and helped spark riots. Today, mobs loyal to President Gbagbo accused France of forcing him to give in to the rebels. They attacked the French army base, embassy, school, and French businesses in the country's largest city, Abidjan. But French President Jacques Chirac said there wasn't yet cause for concern. He convinced President Gbagbo to call on his supporters to abandon their barricades and stop the attacks. France has some 2,500 peacekeepers already in the country. Ivory Coast's neighbors will soon take over their duties, also helping to demobilize and disarm the rebels. Because the tensions in Ivory Coast worry leaders in the region. Fighting along ethnic lines and attacks on Africans from neighboring countries threaten to internationalize the conflict. So after Ivorian negotiators found a deal among themselves here in Paris this week, representatives from 15 African countries followed them to the French capital to pledge their support for the agreement. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan came to promise United Nations involvement. He is himself a native of next-door Ghana. Annan said Ivory Coast must go back to being the country he remembers, a model of stability and prosperity.
Today, Ivory Coast is in turmoil and in distress. And it is something that most of us in the region would never have expected. In Paris, the leaders had the courage and the wisdom to come to an agreement. Agreement amongst themselves, an agreement that they negotiated here and signed. And if it is applied in good faith and in a sustained manner, we will come out of this crisis.
France has played the lead role in forging an agreement in its former colony. French companies still control large parts of the economy, and France is Ivory Coast's biggest trading partner and aid donor. But the African leaders present for the Paris summit didn't seem to fear any kind of return to colonialism. South African President Thabo Mbeki, also the current head of the African Union, said France was called in because the situation was desperate.
And it seemed to us that given that we needed to have this matter resolved as quickly as is possible, that indeed if an intervention by President Chirac would move us forward faster and save more lives, that we should take that route.
The route to peace will be a long one for President Gbagbo. Today, he said he was heading back home immediately to calm his supporters. He will also have to deal with army officers who dislike the agreement. Not all of the country is against it, of course. In rebel-held areas, the news of a peace deal and the prospect of holding government posts sparked all-night parties. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.